Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Violent crime is down by a lot all across the country. In the last 20 to 25 years, violent crimes, including murders, have seen very, very low levels. That is starting in some places to change. Major cities across the country are seeing sizable jumps in violent crime compared to this time last year. Milwaukee is one city that really stands out. Violent crime in Brew City is up 76%. Here's Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn.
We have neighborhoods characterized by intergenerational poverty, high rates of violence concentrated among a significant number of high-rate offenders who are heavily armed.
More than 30 other cities are seeing similar trends. Milwaukee's not alone. These include St. Louis, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. Just yesterday, a police officer was killed just north of Chicago in Fox Lake, Illinois. And the police are on the front lines when violence spikes like this. So how are they handling the increase? Adam Planting is a police sergeant. He has experience in Milwaukee and San Francisco. He's author of the book 400 Things Cops Know. And he joins me now. Adam Planting, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
You're not in Milwaukee anymore, but you were for years. I said that violent crimes are up there 76%. It's a huge jump. From the cops' perspective, what's behind this?
Well, it's traditionally crime spikes in the summer. They call it the mean season for police work. People are out longer because of the weather, and they can get to arguing, and the arguing can turn to fighting or shooting. But it can sometimes be pretty hard to say what causes a crime spike. Is it just a statistical fluke? Those are the kind of things that criminologists tend to have trouble agreeing on. So usually what you want to do is kind of look at the long game and see if those numbers hold up over time.
Yeah, of course. And we're talking about a one-year spike, although the fact that it is so drastic in some cities gives, you know, some credence to the fact that we're seeing a real effect here. When police, however, on the beat see a spike in violent crime like this, even if they're not so concerned with statistics globally, how do they react?
You know, I think as a street cop, the numbers don't really affect you so much. Whether the statistics indicate violent crime is up or down, you're dealing with it every day. You're constantly responding to calls where people are being shot and stabbed and beaten. I've been a cop for about 14 years in two different cities, and I don't know if there's ever been a significant period where I thought to myself, you know, boy, crime really seems to have taken a dip lately. In fact, I don't have anything to do. You know, there's always something. In our world, crime always seems to be up.
So in a city like Milwaukee, however, if there are more calls, more violent crimes, more murders per night, what do cops say among themselves? Is there a conversation about recent controversies over police brutality, Ferguson? Some call it the Ferguson effect, that cops back off because they don't want to make a mistake or become the subject of a media storm. Does that have any credence?
I think you've seen some of that. There are cops who have said you've seen some of that in New York and Baltimore. I think that it's fair to say that when cops feel like no matter what they do, they're generating citizen complaints and being sued, if cops get disgruntled, they may do sort of the bare minimum, if that, which means that they aren't going out there and being proactive and stopping people for the kinds of violations that often yield, you know, the very best arrests and getting guns off the street. The chronic recidivist criminals aren't going to turn themselves in because of some crisis of conscience. You have to go out and get them. And if your cops are feeling put out, they aren't getting those criminals. And so, of course, they're free to keep their guns and use them to commit crimes. And the city is under-policed, and we also pay the price for that.
Adam Plantinga, I completely understand what you're saying. There's part of that that feels like blackmail. You said if cops get disgruntled because of the national conversation or a city like Baltimore or New York, they just hang back and crime can fill that void. That sounds in a way like a cop folding his arms and saying, well, then I'm just not going to do my job.
Right. And to be clear, that attitude is completely unacceptable. No matter what's happening in society, as a cop, it's your job. You swore an oath to do everything you can to reduce violent crime. But the reality is that it seems like this may be happening in certain urban areas across the country. And so you have to take a look at that.
A lot of these violent crimes, of course, involve guns. We all know that. Is there a gun conversation to be had here, do you think? Or is that going to be the same conversation we always have?
I think it's going to be the same conversation that we've had for a while. I mean, there's been sort of wrinkles in gun legislation, but you know, as a cop, you believe that if a violent criminal wants to get a handgun, he's going to find a way to do it. And if someone has a lack of impulse control and decide that they want to start shooting at someone else, there's often very little the police can do about that. You often sort of respond to the aftermath and take your report and investigate it.
You know, you mentioned that the police are always dealing with violent crime, so a spike or a dip doesn't make a great deal of difference to them in how they do their job. Some cops here in New York City have told us recently that the number that really matters to them is the number of closed cases, solved crimes. That's the one that they look at. If they're solving a lot of cases, regardless of how many are happening, they're happy. They feel like they're protecting the community.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think there's something to that. That's sort of a concrete, tangible number that you can look at and say, well, I am having an effect. Again, I think that a lot of times the clearance rate is something that maybe the upper administration is looking at a lot harder than a street cop. As a street cop, you're just going out there and, you know, no matter what the numbers say, you're trying to do your job.
Adam Plantinga, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Adam Plantinga is a police sergeant. He's worked in Milwaukee and San Francisco. He's author of the book, 400 Things Cops Know.